Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles V. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. We will be talking about the history of the Bible 101. The history of the Bible 101. Amen. Our devotional reading is coming from Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verses 29 to 32. It reads as follows. When the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, whether thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their land, take heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord which thou hatest have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt into the fire to the gods. What thing soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereunto, nor diminish from it. Heavenly Father, we just thank you on this morning, Father. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name, Father, for giving us your wisdom and your knowledge. Father, we just ask that you would continue to have mercy upon us, Father, that we may be able to be a humble servant in the eyesight of you, Father. Oh, God, we just thank you for each lesson, each anointing, Father, each word, Father, that is comprised, Father, in your mouth, Father, that you have given, whether it be from a servant, Father, or it be from a messenger. Oh, God, we just take these words and we glorify in these words to be able to give to another. Oh, God, we just thank you and we magnify you and glorify your mighty name. Father, it's in Jesus' most holy name that we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you on this morning. We're talking about the history of the Bible 101. in order to really understand the Bible, you have to know some kind of history of the Bible. Amen. If not, you're going to be confused of what the Bible is talking about and certain incidents that's in the Bible or certain areas of the Bible, which makes a total difference. If you know these areas and you know some of the things that Israel went through in some of these areas, it'll answer a lot of questions to you. Amen. Number one thing that's in the scripture, our devotional scripture says, amen, in the 32nd verse, the scripture said, what thing soever I command you, observe to do it. That's a command. God said, whatever he told you to do, just do it. Do it. Amen. You know, like Nike commercial. So, but in the other half, he said, thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it, meaning it take from it. So you shouldn't add to what he tells you to do, nor should you take from what he tells you to do. Amen. And I see that the church is doing that today. And not only the church have its parishioners adding and taking away from the word, amen, because whom they are worshiping is not the true God, amen, and the things that they are worshiping is not the true God, amen. So we have to come to our understanding, amen. We have to come to knowledge, and we have to come to wisdom, amen, to be able to understand what is the wrong things and the right things of God, amen. Because there is a right thing and a wrong thing to God, amen. Remember this, Paul warned us of two Jesuses. He wasn't talking about two personal Jesus. What he was talking about was two doctrines of Jesus that was in the Bible, amen. And it is two doctrines in the Bible. You have to pay attention to understand that there is two doctrines in the Bible, amen. If you ain't paying attention, you're not going to understand. But this particular verse, amen, and particular chapter is if God is giving them the instructions before they get to the promised land. Remember that? The land in which God promised, amen, that he was going to give Israel, amen. Now, that land was Canaan, amen, amen. We're talking about ancient Canaan, amen, amen. That was the land. Now it's not Canaan anymore. You got this, it's Palestine and Lebanon, amen. So I think Lebanon, amen, is in the south, and Palestine is in the north, amen. So on that particular note, I want to take you to Numbers, amen. The Numbers are the judgments of Israel because of they serving these gods. Now, mainly the judgments of Israel happen because of one reason, because they was committing adultery to God, just as the church is today. The church is committing adultery towards God, amen. Why? Because the church is worshiping other gods. Now, whether you know or not that you're worshiping other gods, you still are at fault, amen. Can I get a witness here? You still are in bondage because you are worshiping another god, amen. I don't care whether you are not or not. You're the one sitting in the church that's teaching you to worship another god, amen. And you don't have the sense enough to understand that you are worshiping another god. Amen. Hallelujah. But Israel was told to go over there and wipe out all of these people, amen, and tear down all the idols of God and burn all this stuff and do all this stuff to this land. And they did not do it, amen. They did not do what he told them to do. So they end up worshiping these gods, taking their women, amen, and all these kind of things, amen, and end up in judgment. And here's one of the scriptures that interests me pertaining to Canaan, the land of promise, and Israel, because Israel, you know, is a people that have been in bondage a long time. So I ask you a question. How could you be in bondage all these years, about 500 years, Israel was in bondage total? Amen. But yet they can come out of that and say that they are pure race. Come on now. It's not reality to even think that they are pure race. Amen. But I'm going to take you to the scripture that's in chapter 3 of Judges. Amen. And we'll start at verse 7, in chapter 3 of Judges, verse 7. The scripture says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and forgot the Lord their God, and served Balaam and the groves. The groves have to do with the trees of Asherah, the trees, tree worship, and they would go up in the caves and set up idols and worship these things. And these poles is actually the worship of ancestors. Amen, amen. We still do them today. We still do all of this stuff today. Amen. Verse 8 says this, therefore the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the land of Cushan, Ramathaim king. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Cushan 8 years. And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, and the deliverer delivered them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, and Caleb, younger brother. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel, and he went to war, amen, and delivered Cushan, Rimathaim, the king of Mesopotamia, and the hand prevailed against Cushan, and the hand of the rest 40 years, and Othniel, the son of Canaan, died. Amen. Well, this is talking about what God did for him by raising up Othniel, because they did evil and started worshiping Baal and all that kind of stuff. Began to worship other gods. But we're going to go in the first chapter 3, starting at verse 1, because I wanted to read to you the deliverance part so that you can get the fact that they was doing evil. God said that they was doing evil by worshiping these idols. Amen. Now we're going to deal with the land. We're talking about Canaan. God told them that was their land, but to go over there and get rid of these people and get rid of these idols and these gods, and they did not do it. In chapter 3, verse 1, it says, now these are the nations in which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as not known all the wars of Canaan. Amen. Only the generation of the children of Israel might know to teach them one, at least such as before knew nothing thereof, namely the Lord of the Philistines and all the Canaanites and Syrians and the Hivites and Mount Libyan. You see that, right? In Mount Libyan, from Mount Baal Hermon until you enter into Hermon. And you will see these are all the cities, amen, that's in Canaan. And you also have in Libyan, you have this city called Byblos, amen. And it's at that city is that with the chief god of the Canaanites, that god was named El, amen. Now, El was the chief god of the Canaanites, amen, amen. And one of El's sons named is in the Bible, the Nuzar, or to lose, amen, is in the Bible, amen, in which Jerusalem mixed their religion, amen, with Judaism, amen. So they began to worship these gods, amen, in Libya, meaning the South Canaan, amen, the southern part of Canaan, amen, in which Libya, amen, they began to worship El and Baal and all of the Ashtaroth and all of these gods associated with Baal, because there is a pantheon of gods associated with Baal, amen. And they started mingling words, amen. So you know that because they worshiped there, sacrificed their kids at Byblos, amen. They named the when the Roman Catholic Church conquered Libya, amen, the elders of the church named, amen, the books after Biblios, amen, amen. And that's how the Bible got its name. The Bible got its name after a city in which Israel worshiped other gods, amen, and they sacrificed their children in this city, amen. That's how we got the name of the Bible, amen. It was originally a Latin word, biblio, a biblia, amen, that we in the English call Bible, amen, which is the books, amen. So in verse 4, the scripture said, and there were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they were hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which he had commanded their fathers by the land of Moses. And the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hittites, and the Judahites. And they took the daughters to their wives, and gave the daughters to their sons, and served their gods. It's right there. It's right there in the Word of God. They God told them not to do this. He told them not to do this. Just like the Bible tells us not to do certain things, and the church is doing them today. Why is it in the Bible that that the Bible tells you to worship Halloween? Why is it in the Bible that the Bible tells you to worship Christmas? Why is it in the Bible that the Bible tells you to worship Easter? It's not a command in the Bible to tell you to worship these days, amen. Can I get a witness here? And you can't put it in there because you can't add in there. Remember, he said, do not add, amen, nor diminish, subtract from this. Amen, hallelujah. So somebody really need to study the Bible and get the history of the Bible 101. Because we do not know what we do in church. We worshiping these other gods and we worshiping these other things, know not what we're doing. Amen. We're leaving God. We're committing adultery right in God's face. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Christmas is not about Christ. It never was. It was originally about the Son God. Hallelujah. Always been about the Son God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah, church. Oh, God. The history of the Bible 101, Laban, Libyan, amen, which is part of Canaan, amen, amen, hallelujah, oh God. The scripture is very clear about these gods. Israel always have forsaken God, continues forsaking God. God is going to bring them back, amen, but it's not that time right now, amen. And I'm going to read one more scripture to you, amen. I'm sorry I started late, but I couldn't get certain things to work. But I told you this amount, we're going to continue with this history so we can get some understanding. But in the second chapter, verse 13, the scripture said that they forsook the law and served Baal and Ashtaroth. Amen. Baal and Ashtaroth. Oh, God. Hallelujah. The son of Baal and Ashtaroth is Tammuz, amen. Tammuz is in Ezekiel chapter 8, amen. He is the sun god, and Tammuz was born on the 25th day of December. Worship as the sun god, resurrect from the dead, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And they said when they resurrected him from the dead, a pine tree was over his grave. So they started worshiping this tree. This is how we got the worship of the Christmas tree. Hallelujah. And we still worshiping that tree today. Oh, God, we're still worshiping that tree today. Hallelujah. That's how we got Ashtaroth. Ashtaroth going to fertile the land for you, fertile your mind for you, and curse your soul for you. Why? Because you are in fellowship with another god, the goddess of the damned, the goddess of the underworld, who has the key of the anchor for the resurrect the demons or the devils in the underworld. Hallelujah. This are what you are worshiping. Amen. I said, this are what you are worshiping. Diana, Mary, Melita. Amen. On and on. Isis. Nana, Semiriasis, amen, many, many more. The damned of the underworld, the history of the Bible, 101.